Blog Talk Radio.
Good welcome to All Exits Closed. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Bob Wickline. And Bob is going to talk about the importance of independent media. Now, Bob, where do you do a show? You're part of the Pacifica Network, so where do you do your show?
Well, I don't do a show. I've written music. I write political songs, and we have an album called What Will Become. Well, it's called Wake Up America. It's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And the bottom part is We Shall Reap What We Sow. And we found out over the last few years that if you really don't know what you're doing or if you're not paying attention, you could destroy our country. By being ignorant of what's really happening out there, and particularly, you know, with everything that's happening right now, you know, with all the lies. And, you know, Goebbels knew what he was talking about when he said, if you tell a lie enough, some people will believe it's the truth. And right. I think that's yeah. really the bit, that's the only policy that the Republicans have right now is the big lie theory and lying about everything, even those things that, you know, like when they passed the bill to help people out during COVID. Not one of them voted for it, but they went back home and they started talking about, oh, boy, we got this thing and it's wonderful and, boy, go get the money. And they didn't do anything at all except ignore it and obstruct it. I believe the GOP now stands for gut, obstruct, and privatize. That's really all they do. That's their policy.
Wow. So your music is heard on specific radio stations, right?
Well, they can definitely download it, you know, from AudioPort if they're not aware of it. They can download it at any Pacifica station, and my name is Wickline, and they mm-hmm. have Wickline songs. It's like a candle wick and a clothesline. And we have songs like one of the songs I think right now is so pertinent is What Will Become of Lady Liberty, because that's what's happening in this country. It's being taken from us, and some people don't seem concerned. They just can't think it could happen. They don't think it could happen in this country, but it's happened in other countries that they never thought it could. For instance, Germany in the 1930s. So, you know, it's what's happening now. It's what's happening now. But What Will Become of Lady Liberty really gives an idea of what the song was about. And the opening lines are, should the leaders of a nation under God believe the end justifies any means, or make a mockery of truth and justice for all, and take liberty with our rights and dreams? And that's exactly what the Republican Party in this country is doing right now, is taking liberty with our rights and dreams.
So when you decided to write songs, how did you go from writing songs and, you know, having them done and then put on the Pacifica Network? How did that happen?
Well, how it happened was my brother got involved and talked to Ursula at the Pacifica Network, and we sent her the album. The digital album, and she listened to it, and she said, geez, you know, you really might want to call some stations and see if they're interested in using your music. And we really got started even long before that. We started doing this. So we've had several records on the national charts. My family and our group is called Wickline Family and Friends. And we had other records like on the charts, but while George Bush was running, I realized that we had to do something more to stop what was going on, because just what they were doing and what they were saying, and with Cheney what was going on, you knew it wasn't going to be good. And we thought nothing could be worse than the George Bush administration, but boy, were we wrong. You keep paying. You don't pay attention, and what happens is you get duped. You get conned into believing people who are liars. And so we started writing a song, and one the first one that we wrote was, you don't stay the course on a horse that's going the wrong way. And that's what a lot of people kept doing, was staying on the horse going the wrong way. And so we just started doing more and more of them. And like the song I mentioned before, the chorus of it, it says, what will become of Lady Liberty in the coming years? Will her light be burning bright or be extinguished by the tears of those whose lives are torn apart by those too blind to see that the words that follow under God are the words that could make us free? And I'm talking about under God in the words of the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all. Those are the words that could make us free. And if they're taking away our liberty and they're taking away our justice, and they're taking it all away. That, I mean, under Trump, I mean, all he did was try to destroy liberty and justice for all. He doesn't believe in it. And now the Republicans say they don't believe in it, or are responding in a way that they don't believe in liberty and justice for all anymore. They believe in being autocrats is what they believe. And so, it's all about them.
So you, you sent it to Iowa and you have picked up nations. Would you say that mainstream media is tending to talk more about what's right of center rather than left of center?
You know, I think Fox definitely is just a propaganda network, and all they do is just lie. I mean, they lie through their teeth all the time, and too many people are being conned. Apparently the research says that people who listen to Fox know less about the news than people who don't listen to the news at all. I think it depends on what media you're talking about. Yes, there's a lot of right-wing groups and a lot of right-wing media that's just lying through their teeth and, conspiracy theories. And I mean, who would believe that? You know, what's really funny about the Republicans is that they really project who they are, the bad things that they are. They project those onto the Democrats. And I have a question. You know, they use the word socialism all the time. Why is socialized such a dirty word when it helps the sick and needy, but rationalized when it's disguised as tax cuts, tax breaks, loopholes, subsidies, buyouts, and bailouts for the rich and corporate greedy? You know, has anybody considered that what socialism is when a government pays for something to be done? Our whole government is socialized because the government pays those people's salaries that are in the armed services. You know, even the Congress people that are shouting, oh, it's socialism, that's how they're paid. The government pays the people in Congress. Do you realize that? So if it's government-owned or government-subsidized, that is socialism. Public education, states have determined that public works and social services should be given to the people. That's socialism. Public education, when a state decides to pay the teachers and pay for the cars and pay for the people that work in the offices and pay the counselors, that is socialism because they work for the state to provide public education to people. Public parks is socialized because it is paid for by the government. For instance, whether it's a city or whether it's a state, police departments, that's socialism. It's paid for usually by a city or a county, or if you have state police, it's paid for by the government. So all these people that are shouting socialism, it's like they're stupid or something, because, you know, I once was talking to a guy in line. He was so down on the idea of single-payer Medicare and health care and all that, and I realized that he had been in the service. And I said, don't you have your insurance provided by the Veterans Administration? And he said, yeah. And I said, you're here ranting and raving about socialism and single-payer and everything when it is one of the largest medical groups in the world, the Veterans Administration, just like our armed services, are socialized. It's paid for by the country. I wish these people would wake up and realize that they're bad-mouthing something that they're benefiting from.
You know, what you're saying, I agree with. But at the same time, voice crying in the wilderness. You're being drowned out by corporate media. And
of course, we all are.
How do you think we could change that?
More people could become involved and choose to make the right choices. They could learn about what they're spouting off about or talking about, learn a little bit more about the history of the country. Right now, they're rewriting, you know, the history of civil rights in the country. I mean, we have to start waking up and stop. I mean, I don't know how many people say, oh, I don't get into politics. You know, you may not get into politics, but politics get into you. I mean, it runs your life whether you know it or not. And if you're not involved, mm-hmm. then, you know, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. And that's what a lot of people, oh, I want to just go on and do my, you know, wonderful stuff I do, but I don't care about politics. Well, politics is going to get you one way or the other, so you better know what's happening.
Wow, that's good. So how many stations have picked up your music? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. We send it out to people. I remember when we first started with Pacifica, we called just about every station that they owned and just asked people to give it a listen. And sometimes they didn't know how to use AudioPort to download it, or they didn't do it, or they weren't aware of the fact that that there's just all kinds of wonderful stuff at AudioPort that they could be using. We tried to tell them that we had uploaded all of our songs from our albums, even the short songs. We've been making 60-second records. One's called Medicare for All, and it's a 60-second record that people could use. Well, it's really, it's like a promo. It's like a PSA that tells people what they need to do to get Medicare for All. If they really want to do it, they need to call the Congressman on a regular basis and tell them, what are you doing? Have you supported the Medicare for All bill yet? Because right now, that's a lot less expensive. I don't know what they were talking about when Joe Biden kept asking questions about, oh, where are you going to come up with the $30 trillion to pay for Medicare, when we're wasting over a third of the money that we spend, $52 trillion on what we're paying every day. And we're getting conned. Our health system, believe me, I just found out I had cancer. And to be honest with you, everything is so very slow. Your doctors, they talk about, oh, the people with single payer in Canada, you know, they have to wait so long. Give me a break. You don't think we have to wait for procedures and that type of thing in this country? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. It's not like we walk right into the doctor's office. At least they have clinics. And we do, too. We do, too. We have clinics. But they're really always understaffed. And it's just like in teaching. I taught schools for many years. Right now we're beginning to find out how important it is to have smaller class size, which is what teachers and educators have been saying for, God, 50 years. We need small class sizes. We can't teach 30 and 50 kids in our classroom and think we're going to really benefit from it. So anyway, that's what we try to do is we write music about health care for all, Medicare for all, mm-hmm. peace on earth, goodwill toward all. There's a song we have on there, peace on earth, the time for peace on earth, goodwill toward all has come. We keep talking about it every Christmas, but we sure don't work that hard to really make it happen.
So when you contacted a number of the Pacifica stations, they were not using AudioPort? Am I correct?
Some do, some don't. Some do, some don't. And some are just, I don't know what some aren't aware of it, though, some of them. And they're kind of just doing their own thing, and that's fine too. And some don't play digital music. They mostly want the hard copy, Anyway, there's all kinds of, I mean, there's different kinds of stations out there on Pacifica, and some are using it and some aren't. And it's their choice. It is their choice.
Right. Would you say that a majority is using AudioPort?
You know, I have no way of knowing anymore. Well,
okay.
I just ran into, I mean, there are some places that still just play CDs. Or they're not set up to either understand, you know, how digital works or whatever, or just choose to play, the hard copy.
So to our listeners, I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are not aware of AudioPort. Can you give a brief description of what that is?
It's a centralized location where people can, do they upload or download? They either upload or download whatever you put into AudioPort, and you can add people that, like, if you have names of people, you can check it. But it's usually used just by the radio stations. It's not really for the public to go to AudioPort and listen to it. I think it's just Pacifica Network is connected to AudioPort, and people can choose to use all that they put on AudioPort, which it's really wonderful. There's so many incredible gifts out there on AudioPort provided by Pacifica Network. They're unaware of AudioPort, contact Ursula and ask her to help them find the way to use it.
It's unfortunate that, you know, I mean, it's great that people are using their voices to talk about specific issues, but I think, you know, the Pacifica Network has a little bit of work to do to incorporate other people who are on the network. In other words, like, you do shows, I do shows, but yet we're still like single voices crying in the wilderness. Would you agree?
Yes. But I think whenever you are behind some issue or an event or anything, you're always a voice crying in the wilderness. And, there are really good media out, but you have to choose it. You are the ones who choose what you watch or listen to. And I mean, when you realize how much the Fox News lies, they just lie through their teeth. They are a propaganda network, like the Russian network or whatever it's called. That's what it was designed to do. When the idea of Fox News was presented to Nixon, he said they just wanted it to be the Republican network. That's what they wanted it to be. And they could just spout off whatever they wanted to, and they knew that people would be dumb enough to, I'm sorry I use that word, but it's true, to listen and be conned. I mean, look at this right now that we're into. I mean, we're almost on the verge of losing our democracy because there are people who still believe Trump won. I mean, there really are. I mean, get that into your brain. They considered a Republican guy was in charge of elections in this country. And he said it was the best, I can't remember his exact words, but it was clean. It was one of the finest elections that we'd ever had. You know, and Trump takes off, and just because Trump says it, there are his little minions that will follow right behind. Even as negative and as hateful, hurtful, and cruel that this administration became. I mean, they turned their backs on people with COVID and did nothing to help it stop it because the numbers didn't look good for Trump because he was worried about the election more than he was worried about the people. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. People have the choice to look at Fox or MSNBC or CNN, you know, you name it, or NBC News, you know, every night. They have the choice. And they could go someplace that's at least tries to be truthful and honest, or they can listen to a propaganda network provided to you by your local wealthy people or billionaires in the country. You know, I don't know. It right now, everything just seems so surreal, but it's happening. It's happening right here in this country. And if people don't wake up, we're going to lose it. And if they think it's bad now, they better look up the word fascism, because so many people, they ignore the words and they say, oh, you're being hyperbolic. No, my friend, it's happening. It is happening. A bar. And I mean, you just look at the people that Trump put into office. They're worthless. They're worthless. All they care about is making money for themselves through the government. And that's what Trump did. That's what his kids do. They think they're on reality TV is what they think. They think the government is a reality TV show. And that's what it's become. Thank God the people wised up in the last election. Trump and Biden was not my favorite person. He was not who I voted for. Well, he was not who I wanted to have to be president, but I did vote for him because he definitely was a lot better and a lot kinder and gentler person and care. He's a caring person. I think most of the progressive things that he's trying to do, you know, I'm happy about that, but I still don't like the fact that he's pushing the Affordable Care Act when it costs more. As a matter of fact, I talked about that a little bit before. He kept asking during the debates, where are they going to come up with the $30 trillion for Medicare for All? Well, we're already paying $52 trillion with what we have now, and it's not working. It hasn't worked in years. And I think I heard him say that if Medicare for All comes up on his desk, he's going to veto it. Well, you know, I think one of the worst legacies that a person could have, he's worried about Obama and his legacy. Well, the legacy to privatize our health care, that's exactly what it's doing. It's corporate. It's corporate health care. It's not health care. People don't understand the difference between single-payer improved Medicare for All. And they're spending like $22 trillion. Do the math. You're spending $22 trillion more for the stuff that's just corporatized and privatized and profitized more than what you would be paying for Medicare for All, which is, I have Medicare and I love it. I've not paid a copay since I started with Medicare. And yes, I did buy a small supplement, but it's nothing like having to buy a whole insurance policy through United Healthcare. So anyway, or all the other privatized healthcare companies, but there's just something different there. And people should start learning more about that than the scores of the last baseball game.
So did you say that you were just diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I did.
What kind do you have?
Colon cancer.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're looking at chemo then, right?
Well, it's a long story. I haven't been able to do chemo because of another infection that I have that they have to get rid of first before they can start giving me chemo. So, yes, I'm supposed to be on chemo. I was supposed to be on chemo shortly after, you know, my surgeries and everything. But because of the infection that I have, I'm unable to take the chemo, which I should be doing because it would hopefully help prevent or even possibly cure you know, the cancer I do have, although they removed most of it, you know, they still want you to, if any of your lymph nodes have been affected, which one of the 10 that they took out in mine did, you know, you have, you know, chemo is your best chance for not having, you know, not having it recur.
Mm-hmm. So when you turn on the radio or TV, what do you listen to or watch?
MSNBC.
I see.
Yeah, we used to listen to PBS, like particularly when we were driving, but now we're retired, so we're home. And I really you know, I think Deadline, White House, Joy Reid, I think Chris Hayes, I think the majority of the people on that network are very honest, and if they make a mistake or they say something wrong, they correct it. And a lot of people uh-huh. say that, well, it's just that liberal network. Well, you know, liberality is what really George Washington, when he wrote one of his speeches, he really thought liberality was the answer. And if people want to go look up George Washington and read some of his quotes, you'll find out, with the exception of the fact that he was a slave owner, you know,
right.
he really, really hoped the best for this country, and they tried very hard. The forefathers, I really do believe in our Constitution and the government on which it stands, the government of by and for the people. And I think if people think that this is bad, they better, really, like I said, look up the words. They throw words out like socialism. There's lots of kinds of socialism. I mean, but, you know, democratic socialism provides public works and social services for people that they can't afford and that really the corporations only want to make money off of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's somebody, if you're really interested, listen to my song called Medicare for All. It kind of explains it, Medicare for All. Call your Pacifica network and say, hey, would you guys play Medicare for All? Wickline. It's called the Wickline Songs.
If people want to listen to what you've written, you have a website, right?
Oh, yes, we do. And I would gladly give it to you. And as a matter of fact, one of our albums called A Bumper Crop for America, it's free. You can go to the website and just download it and listen to it for free. I mean, forever. It's yours. We're not really trying to make money on this thing. I'm retired now, and we're doing fine. We're really more alike, like you said, being the voice in the wilderness, saying, wake up, America. And that's the name of our album. It's called Wake Up, America, and the other one is called, well there's several there. There's quite a few. But there's one called The Bumper Crop for America, and it's short things that people could use, like if they're running for a government, if they're running for office, they can use our music. They can use it to put it as a bid for one of their commercials. We want them to believe in Medicare for All. We want them to believe in peace on earth, goodwill toward all. You know, that's the thing I mentioned earlier. I just think we need to beware the GOP. It cannot stop. It is controlled by greed. And I'm so frickin' sick and tired of getting GOP'd. That's how I kind of feel about it right now. We're being GOP'd. And if you don't know what that means, it means fascism. And you need to look up the word, because a lot of people don't realize what's happening in this country right now. And the Republican Party has turned that direction.
So we're out of time. So, Bob, give your website address so people could listen.
Okay. It's Wickline, Wickline. It's Wickline Family and A-N-D. Spell it out. Wickline Family and Friends dot Bandcamp, BANDCAMP.com. So it's Wickline Family and Friends. And that's just like a candle wick and a clothesline, okay? Wickline Family and A-N-D Friends dot Bandcamp dot com. And you can go to there and listen, and there are several. You can listen as much as you want to, or you can buy them. You know, they're not that expensive. But all I'm saying is the one that's called there are several there that you can download for free. Okay, just because it's so important that people listen to it.
Right. So, Bob, thank you for being on All Exits Closed. You've been listening to Bob Wickline. I'm Cynthia Pooler. If you like All Exits Closed, follow us on Twitter. Thanks, Bob. Have a great day and good luck. I hope your treatments work out well. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Thanks
for the invitation. Appreciate it.